Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Samach Aleph, and today's daf and all the Mesechta's dafim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the UU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. And now we get into a new topic of Peret and Ololos. Peret and Ololos, right? The version, we're going to see the Rambam in a minute, in the beginning of Matnas Aniyim, how the Rambam defines this, but the Peret and Ololos have to do with grapes, as we know. It's special Matnas Aniyim that have to do with grapes. Are they exactly parallel or not? We'll see. Let's see first what the Mishnah says. Ezeu Peret. Well, even the Lashon first. Where does the Peret and Ololos come from? Comes from Sukkim in Vayikra, and it's also discussed in the end of Kiseitse. But the Rambam has just the beginning of Matnas Aniyim, which mitzvahs we're going to talk about. Remember, the Rambam has 13 mitzvahs that he's going to talk about in Matnas Aniyim, leaving Peah, the mitzvahs I say and los I say of Peah, the mitzvahs I say and los I say of Leket. That's four already. Number five, to leave Ololos. Right? Number six, not to take the Ololos. And I say in Olos, I say regarding Ololos. Then, to leave the Peret and not to take the Peret. So we have four mitzvahs, four of the 613 that we have to discuss now. We've discussed already two Peahs, two Lekets, and then there's two Shechachas. That's also the Rambam has. L'haniach Shechach shelo yashuv l'kachat Shechacha. Then the Rambam has Maiser Ani and Staka. Asei and los asei. That's all of Matnas Aniyim. So this is the Masechta right here. So now we're talking about the four, Peret and Ololos, the asei and the los asei. So what is Peret and what is Ololos? So if you look in the Mishnah is about to tell us something unique that we haven't had before. So let's first read the Mishnah and then we'll see how the Rambam looks at it. Ezeu Peret, what is Peret? Uferet karmacha lo salakeit, the Pasuk says. Right, you shall not gather the parrot. What's the parrot? Hanosher b'shasa b'sira. Anything that falls down at the time of the harvesting. Sounds like leket. Sounds like leket for grapes. Something that falls down at the time of the, right, the Pnei Moshe quotes the pasuk, uferet karmacha lo so'olel. So anything that falls down, singular, as we will see, it's singular or individual grapes that fall down at the time. Right, Hanosher, Bishas Betzira, look at the Pnei Moshe, Garger, Oshnei Gargarim, one or two grapes, Shenoflin Mea Eshkol Bishas Betzira, as I harvest them, single grapes fall out from the cluster and go all down to the floor, those are Peret, I have to leave them for the Ani, similar to Leket, that is Peret. Hayabotzer v'akar, and similar as we had by Leket, Hayabotzer akar as Eshkol, what if I'm harvesting the grapes? Remember, in Hebrew and in Talmudic Hebrew, there's a different verb for harvesting depending on what you're harvesting. Kotzer, botzer, botzer is by grapes, mosaic is by olives. Right? There's a different word. We would just say harvesting in English by about all of them. Olives, grapes, figs. But in the Mishnah, there are different words. So, hayabotzer, that's the word used for grapes. Akar, it's a eshkol. If I grab the eshkol, husbach ba'alim, but as I'm trying to take it out, it gets tangled up in leaves and thorns, and it falls out because of that. Remember, we had this, an external source. I put my hand in thorns and I drop it. That's not leket. So too here. V'nafa la'aretz v'nifrat. And it's separated. Harezesh ha'balabais. That's not parrot. The balabais could keep that because that was an ones. It's an ones reason. Or the Marafolda says that ein zed derech betzira. That's not called botzer. Right, that's fell out some other way, and therefore it is not parrot. It goes to the balabais. Hameniach kalkala tachas hagefen. And what happens if somebody puts a basket under the grapevine so that whenever anything falls, it goes into the basket? Right, he tries to prevent parrot. Bishashu botzer hariz. It goes to las aniyim, as we said. Azen emar al taseg gvul olim. Do not. Like Masik Vul, don't change the Gvul, the boundary of the Olim, of the ones that go up. We had earlier back on Daf Mem Zayin, Tup Shatim, of what Olim, because we had this also by Leket, trying to prevent Leket. Remember, Olim, the Tup Shatim, one was those who went up from Mitzrayim. The Olim Mitzrayim, all the Aniyim that come up from Mitzrayim with you, you know, don't take advantage of them. Or Olez, Alashin Sagi Nohar. It's really those that go down. Those that went down in their financial status, those two deos are what Olim was back on Daf Mem, I think it was Mem Zayin and Mabez, right? There was two pshatim there, so those two pshatim can be used here too. Oli Mitzrayim or sheyardu mi nechseihem. So that is peret. So peret are the singular grapes that fall out while I am harvesting. Ve'e zehu oleles. And what is oleles? We'll continue first. What is oleles? And because that's what the peret, it said feret karmacha lo salakeit, but oleles is v'karmacha lo se'olel. What is lo se'olel? Kol she'en lo katef lo natef. If it doesn't have a shoulder, and it doesn't have a dripping, right? Tiftaf, to dripping. What does that mean? Imagine a cluster. A cluster looks like a triangle. It's fat on top, it gets skinnier at the bottom. Katef, shoulders, that's the fat line on top. So if you have a cluster, that's an inferior type of cluster. It's a nebuch cluster. Right, it doesn't have the shoulders, wide shoulders on top, and it doesn't go down like a normal cluster. Gets skinnier with a tip at the bottom. So basically, it doesn't have a katef or a netef, doesn't look like a normal cluster, so those inferior ones, that's also a mitzvah to leave those for the aniyim. Im yesh la katef v'netef, or there's another girsa, o netef shabalabayas. Right, if it has a katef, it's fat on top or skinny at the bottom, it looks a little bit like a regular amount, a cluster, then it goes to the balabayas. Im safek la'aniyim. As we had earlier, safek leket leket. If you're not sure if this is has a katev, has a netev, so then that goes to the aniyim. Good. Let's wait for a minute. Let's talk about a few things. So, peret and ololo seem to have a very specific type of definition. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Well, let's read it from the Rambam first. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. In Mitzvos Asei, Kuf Chav Gimel, says the Rambam, Shetzivanu lohaniach mashayesh bekerim kishayivtsar oso laniyim, hanikra ololos. Right, the Rambam says you have to leave over in the vineyard for the aniyim. You have to leave over for the aniyim. What does that sound like? Leave over for the aniyim. That sounds like peah. Right, and that's the mitzvah of ololos. Ololos is sound like peah, right? If you look in the Kapach version, lahaniach hasheiriot hanisharos bekerem b'shas batzir peirosav laniyim. If you look in the Rambam, it gives you the impression, and this is how the Chinuch quotes it also, that the Rambam says that the mitzvah of ololos is just peah for grapes. That's how the Rambam seems to formulate it. If you look in the Sefer Chinuch in Reish Chaf Aleph, shelo lachad the iser of. Look what he even calls it, because again, he always follows the Rambam. Shalol achalos pa'as hakerem. Don't destroy, don't totally cut the peah of the kerem. Shalol achalos kol peiros hakerem ba'is habatzir. Aval yoniach me'en peah lakerem. Leave some peah for the aniyim. V'char mechalos solel. V'zeo pa'as hakerem. Kein kazav ha-Rambam zechron lebracha. That is what the Rambam writes. In at least one place in the Pirush Mishnayos. Va'od lo sevar acharecha bezesim. Ki paas hazesim nikre peiros upaas hakerem ololas umishdem no malachol heilanus. Vaharamban, and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, I don't know what you're talking about. Ololos, the Mishnah says right here. Ololos is something special. It's not just peah of the kerem. It's something special. The Ramban says, this is all quoting from the Chinuch. Ki kulo taus. It's a mistake. V'amar ki lav devachar mecha miyucha davka bekerem. V'hu shenaniyach kol masha anavim ketanim shein lam katev v'natev. As we just said, if it doesn't have katev v'natev, it's not peah of the grapes. Not peah of the grapes. U'milvad chiyav zesha ololos yishalinu chiyav laniyach peah. Besides the ololos, the inferior type of grapes, we also have to leave peah from the grapes. But it's not the same thing. U'pa'as hakerem lo ba'alea kasuv mivu'ar. Elo degamrinan acharecha arecha mizesim. You don't have a separate pasuk for peah of grapes. So at least in one place, the Rambam seems to say that ololos is peah of grapes. In the Mishneh Torah, he quotes our Mishnah. So that's why some say he was chozer bo, even if he originally thought that peah for grapes was ololos, but he was chozer bo. Or you could say there's two dinim. If you look in the Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Sement from Chicago, so he quotes to Gibshan in the Rambam. He says, "V'nira b'das Rambam, devadai gam Rambam mode de'ika din mechuda shol ololos." You can't argue on the Mishnah. Ololos is inferior grapes that don't have the usual structure of the cluster. The Mishnah says that, and the Rambam says that in Mishnah Torah. V'chiyubahu inyan bifnei atzmo, ve'eino toli, but didn't pay up a kerem. It's not dependent on peya, but it's just that the Rambam holds that leaving olalos is also a kiyum of peya. Remember we had back at the beginning of the Masechta, I don't have to leave, if I leave, I'm supposed to leave pay at the edge of the field for all those four or five reasons, because of bitalaniyim and gezalaniyim and marasayin, right, all of the reasons. But the Rambam holds that bidyevit also, you can give it in the middle. So olalos, leaving olalos is a form of leaving peya for grapes. That's what the Rambam says. If you leave other things, that's also peya. And if you don't leave olalos, then you're missing an element of this mitzvah. But the Rambam says, Ulam ze pashut, says the mitzvah samelach. The Rambam ika beiz dinim nefradim, peya va'ololos, ve'enem tluyim ze bazeh. V'lachem bekerem, delesa, what if there's a vineyard that's perfect, that there's no inferior clusters? You still have to leave peya. You still have to leave peya. That's what we have. There's no lemaisa machlokas here between the Rambam and the Ran. It's a question of how you count it. And according to the, what if the kerem is all ololos? The whole thing is ololos. You have to leave that all for the aniyim, but there's no mitzvah peah there, because you can't make your whole field into peah, as we saw back in the beginning of the Masechta. So even the Rambam must hold too, but the Rambam does quote our Mishnah in Matnas Aniyim as well. So what does the word olel mean? What does the word olel mean? Gather? Ololos? So if you, the Pashas is, it means not developed, not fully developed. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. So he quotes in Perek Dalet, where this is discussed, Perek Dalet, Halach Yirches, Halach Yizayin, Ezo Oles, Ze Eshkol HaKatan, She'eno Me'ube Ke'eshkolos. It's not as thick. Olos is inferior, it's not as thick. She'en Lo Kate, Ve'en Anavav No Tvoso Azu, Ele Mefuzaros. A couple of scattered grapes on it, but it's not a real looking cluster. Right? It's a Nebuch cluster. Yesh Lo Kate, Ve'en Lo Nate. So again, you might think, oh, so you give the Nebuchs to the Aniyim? No, it means you have to give it to the Aniyim. The Aniyim are very happy to have grapes. So they don't look perfect and beautiful, and they're missing some of on the clusters. They're very happy to have it. And the Torah demands that you give it. Of course you have to give more tzedakah also, but the Torah demands that. So as long as it doesn't have a katef or a netef, so that is ololos. That's ololos. So ololos is, sounds like, why is it called olal? Right, the Rambam says it, the end of Halacha Yilches. V'lo menikra shmo olel, mipnei shehu l'shar ho'eshkolos ka'olel la'ish. It's like a child, it's like an unripe, you know, immature grape. That's ololos. But if you look at, it hit me in the middle of preparing the daf, the Klei Yakar Svarim, he has a number of Svarim besides the Klei Yakar Al HaTorah, but he has the Olos Ephraim. The Olos Ephraim is his three-volume set of Divrei Machshava on Parsha, on life cycle events. So I said, he has to talk about it in that Hakdama. So the end of the Hakdama, it's 20-page Hakdama, the end of that Hakdama, he says, and let me tell you why I name my Sefer Olos Ephraim. Because the word Olel has six Pshatim. Six Pshatim, and every one of the Pshatim I have in mind when I wrote the Sefer. The Klei Yakar of Shlomo Ephraim Lenschitz. They say Shlomo was added on when he was sick at the end of his life, but his real name was Ephraim Lenschitz. Right, he made it into the Mikros Gedolos. Right, when they had the vote a couple hundred years ago, who's gonna get in? So he made it in. He made it in. Not too many Achronim made it in. Right, the Klei Yakar, the Archaim HaKadosh, not too many Achronim made it into the, classic Mikros Gedolos. So the Klei Yakar says, right, he was the chief rabbi in Prague after the Maharal. After the Maharal. Says Olot Sefraim. He says, V'yazeh Yadua. It's known. Shashorish Olol Yesh Lo Shisha Panim. Number one, Miloshe Na'arus. Mipi Ololim V'yonkim Yisadata Oz. And I'm like a child. I'm like a child when I write this Sefer. It's just the Olot Sefraim. Ki Yine Olam Loro Or HaChachma V'yatora. So nobody has to be jealous of me of writing the Sefer because I'm just a child. Number one. Number two, Mashehu Lashon Alilos V'akifim. Like V'samla Alilos Dvarim. Right, by Motzi Shemra. Alila is like a complaint. So he says, in this Sefer, I complain to all those people who aren't doing as best as they could in life. Right? Ololos. Right? Ba'alilos dvarim va'akifin neged rishi aretz hayushenim tardemas hazman. They're sleepwalking through life. I'm going to try to wake him up with alila. Right? There's alila's dam, blood libels, rahman al-islam. Alila is like an accusing. Right? I accuse everybody to do better. Number two. Number three, it's a lashon of maisa. Right, hodiu va'amim alilosav. Right, let everybody know about Hashem's actions. Alilosav. He said, "Vizet tachlas achibur lahavias ha'adam lidei ma'isa sheyiskruv yeshuv ol Hashem." Right, number three, to get people to act like hodiu va'amim alilosav. Number four, mashu lashon ol. It's like a burden. alilos and all kimavur besefer hadiktuk. V'zeh kavanas chibur zeh lasis all haTorah v'hamitzvah al tzavarei ha'anashim asher lo ala alehem all Torah. Right, those who didn't take the burden and the all machlo shemaim yet. That's number four. Number five, all is from a lashon of cleansing. Kur ba'alil kur kamo ba'alil la'aretz mezukak shivasayim, a pasuk in Tehillim that we cleansed, and the sefer should cleanse those who read it. And number six, to gather. V'karmacha lo se'olel, right? What olelos means in our mesechta, kamo shenemar tov olelos Ephraim. Right, that's in Shoftim. Al shem shebechiber zeh halakti lokot likutei basa likutei. I collected in the sefer. Kol mamar mamufuzarim achas laachas v'sidatim amakomam ish al deglobo tosarim lahem. V'af im kolachiburim malu deas Hashem kamayim layam achasim. And even if there are many svarim that have already been written in the 1600s, there's a little bit of ololos left for me. Hallo hishiru ololos ka ololos habatsir. V'kimu benafsham lo se'olel acharecha. They didn't take everything. They didn't take all the inferior little bit. There's a little Torah left for me. That's why I'm going to write the sefer. That's the hakdama of the ololos Ephraim of the Klei Yakar. Okay. To come to the doctors for that, Dayan. Okay, but now we continue. Says the Gemara now. Says the Mishnah. We're still on the Mishnah. There's another comment to say, but we'll continue first. Says the Gemara, ololos sheba arkuba, if there are some ololos on an arkuba, that means a full laden branch. There's one branch with five different clusters on it. Three of them are nice gesunta clusters. They look good. They look robust. And two of them are ololos. Or two of them are not. But I'm going to cut the branch at once. I'm going to cut the branch and all five are going to fall. So are those ololos? I'm cutting the branch at once. So the Mishnah says, "Im nikras im eshkol, if they're going to be cut with the rest of the branch, the whole branch comes, then it's areu shavalabais. That's not an ololos that I have to leave. If there's an inferior cluster that I would have to detach separately, so then that is something that I have to leave for the ani. But v'imlav areu shalaniim. But if not, then I just leave that for the aniim. If it's not cut with the other branches, it's individual, then it goes to the aniim. Fine. Garger yechidi." One grape. Machlokes in the Mefarshim here. What does it mean, one grape? Does it mean one grape growing from the main branch? Like instead of clusters, it's a one grape? Or, right, maybe it's a few single grapes that end up looking like a cluster, but they're really all connected to the main branch. They're not growing like a cluster. Some say that's what it means here. Either way, either it's one grape or a couple of single grapes that look like a cluster. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eshkol, Vacham Omer Ololos, Machlokas. Whether Rabbi Yehuda says, that's called an Eshkol. If there are a couple of single ones that look like a cluster, it is a cluster. And therefore the Balabais could keep it. And the Chum say, no, it is Ololos. It goes to the Ani. Good. We continue. Hada Amra. This Mishnah seems to teach me. What do you mean? Which line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, if I put a mat on the floor or a basket to catch the grapes, I'm stealing. You could only steal something that belongs to somebody else. So if the Mishnah calls it stealing, it must be, when does it become the unis? As it's in the air. Before it hits the ground. Right? I have a couple of grapes. I pick a cluster and a few grapes start falling from my hand. And what does the Mishnah say? If I put a basket on the floor and I catch it, that's stealing from the ani. So if you take that word literally, so then that means it's the ani's already while it's in the air. There could be a nafkamina, right? What if somehow something happens while it's in the air, it doesn't go to the floor? Is it pater from trumas and maisris? Right, there are nafkaminas in the air. So amra, chada amra, pral, benishiraso, kadash. The fact that the Mishnah says that it's stealing from the ani, it must be that as it's falling, it already is kodesh. It already has the status. Right? The Ras Sirlio says, Upater min amaiser, kekodesh. Why does it mean kodesh? Doesn't mean it's sanctified. There's no kedusha here. In the second column in the middle, he says, as it's falling, it already has that status. So, isn't that what it means? So the Gemara says, no, but if that's true, then why didn't the Gemara use this Mishnah as a raya when the Gemara asked the question elsewhere? Les hada pshita she'ilta. So wouldn't this then answer the question dechalfi of chalfi? If you look in Meseches Chulin, when this is asked, it doesn't say chalfi, it says ilfa. Ilfa. So chalfi, the different girsa here on the side, it says ilfa. So wouldn't this answer the question that ilfa or chalfi asked? Dechalfi or deilfa sha'al lakat binishiraso maushi ikadish. Does it already have the status as it's falling? So if our Mishnah is Mefurish Gezel, so why didn't that Gemara, why didn't Ilfa bring that as a Raya? Ilfa knew every Mishnah. I'll just add that. So why didn't he bring this Mishnah as a Raya? Let's just finish the line and we'll get back to Ilfa. Right? And then the Gemara answers, you're right. Don't take our Gemara so literally, our Mishnah. Amar Shal Bar Avduma, Shan Yehi Shehu Garam Lo, Sholo Yered La'aretz. When it says stealing from the Ani, it might not mean real stealing. It might mean you are not allowing the Ani to get it, and therefore you're causing him to lose money. It's kind of stealing. It's not really stealing. Preventing the Ani from getting it is also, you know, smacks of stealing. You're Goreim Sholo Yered La'aretz. But there's no Raya. There's no Raya that it's, that it's stealing. But Ilfa here, so Ilfa, the Gemara asks again, why didn't he bring a Raya from the Mishnah? And he knew Mishnayos, because, right, there's a Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, and it's also in Tainus. Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph, the Gemara that I often like to quote. And that is Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, who left the yeshiva, and remember they heard there was a malach talking one to the other above them, and saying that one of them is going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva, and therefore we shouldn't drop this bridge on them, even though they're leaving Chaye Olam to be Osek in Chaye Shah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ilfa, did you hear that? And Ilfa's like, what are you talking about? And Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, I heard it. It must be that I'm the one. So he goes back, and Ilfa doesn't go back, and Rabbi Yochanan became the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Gemara says Ilfa was maybe even sharper than Rabbi Yochanan. But he didn't go back. But that Gemara says that Ilfa didn't go back, and he kind of, I don't know if that bemoaned his fate, but this was his reality. He used to stand on the mast of a ship and say, give me any brisa, and I'll show you where the source of that brisa is in the Mishnah. And if I can't, I'll jump off the ship. That's what he used to say. So what do you see from there? He knew Mishnayos. So maybe that could just bolster the Gemara's question here. As the Gemara says, why didn't we bring this Mishnah as a question, as an answer to Ilfa's kasha? And why did Ilfa bring it? Right? Because Ilfa knew Mishnayos. Ilfa knew Mishnayos. There's an interesting historical, again, I don't know enough about it, but if you look in the Margolius Hayam, Reb Ruvi Margolius, one of the Talmidei Chachamim and scholars from our dar, he was nifter a couple of decades ago, many different Sfarim out. So in his Akdama for the Magal Zayam, which is one of the classic Likuts on Maseches Sanhedrin, in the Akdama he talks about this Gemara about Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan. He talks about Ilfa. He doesn't relate it to himself at all, but he just says, Ilfa was even sharper than Rabbi Yochanan, but what could he do? He had to make a living, and he had to go learn. He learned, but he also had to go work, and we shouldn't take anything away from Ilfa, because he was amazing, and he says, "Hukrach lefanos gam la'asakim v'lo mar tov torim derech eretz." And Yada Ilfa, he knew lo timsa alacha psuka hora lemaisa besachranim v'tagarim. But what can he do? Ilfa eino chafitz klal limloch giagui Ilfa in lumor to the lamed lasos asayin latorah. And he did amazing things. Is he talking about himself? Is he talking about? He just talks about. He just. This is his pshat that he gives in the Hakdama to the Sefer. Why does he talk about this in the Sefer of Sanhedrin? Not 100% clear, but there are different theories. But this is Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan, and Ilfa is quoted here, according to Argir, says Chilfi, but in the Gemara, where this comes up elsewhere, right, it is in Tumura. I'm sorry, Tumura Daf Chafei, not Chulin. Tumura Daf Chafei, that's where Ilfa asked this question, and that's what the Rosh Sirlio says. Islahach baya de Ilfa v'hainu Chilfa dehacha. Right, it's the same person. It's not a different Gersa, but it's the same person. It's interesting that the Gemara here says, I didn't see anyone who points this out, but it must be pointed out. The Gemara here says he's being gozel es ha'aniyim by doing this. Is there any reason that it's dafka gozel es ha'aniyim and not gonev es ha'aniyim? We spoke about this a few weeks ago. Gezela and Geneva. What's the difference between Gezela and Geneva? So the famous difference, as is described by Chazal in Baba Kama, is that Geneva is in stealth. Right? Geneva, I do it at, maybe it's called theft. While Gezela is in broad daylight. Gezela, I go over to somebody and I grab something of theirs and I run away. That's Gezela. Right? Robbery. Some say robbery versus theft. Gezela is in front of everybody, and that's why Geneva is worse, the Gemara says in a certain sense. Because Geneva, I'm scared of people, but I'm scared of Hashem. At least Gezela, I'm not scared of anybody. I'm not scared of anybody, so at least I'm not making people higher than Hashem. That's why Geneva pays Kefil and Geneva pays Zal Vehe. But Reb Chaim, with many Rayas, we mentioned a few of them, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but if you want to look for more, in the Rishima Shiurim of our Salvechik on Baba Kama, at the beginning of Merubah. Meruba is all about, right, the Baba Kama, the first six prakam are about Nezek, Nizke Mamon. Perek 7, 9, and 10 are about Geneva and Gzela, and Perek 8 is about Chavala. But so the beginning of Merubah, the seventh parak, that's where Reb Salvation quotes this from his grandfather, Adoni Avim Ori Zakeini, Reb Chaim Chidesh. It's not just worse, it's different. Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. Gezela is about the Hefsid Mammon. And that's why being Gonev for fun is also Daraisa. Gonev Amas Lameka. What if I steal something, but I have in mind to give it back in 5 minutes? I'm going to give it back. I'm just playing a game on you. Right? So that's also Daraisa. Gonev Amas Lameka, according to various Rishonim. There's no Gemara about Gozel Amas Lameka. Because Gezela is about the Hefsid Mammon. If you're going to give it back in 5 minutes, right, then there's no Hefsid Mammon. That's not going to be Aser. The Rambam has, based on the Gemara, there are a number of quasi gazlanim, a shol shalomidas, a sholeach yad pipikadon. There's another one. There's a couple of quasi gazlanim. Why are they quasi gazlanim, not quasi ganavim? Maybe they did it in private. I use it pikadon. I'm supposed to be watching. You don't know about it. Why is that a gazlan, not a ganav? Because there's no maisa gzela there. There's no maisa, so it's a hefsin mamon. I cause you a loss, so it's going to be gzela. But not Geneva, because Geneva is about the Maisa. There are many other rayas to this as well. But maybe that's also why the Gemara here talks about you're being Gozel, the Aniyim. Are you doing a Maisa Geneva? You're not taking anything from the Ani. As the Gemara even says at the end, it's even preventing. But even originally, you're not taking from the Ani. The Ani never got it. And maybe that's alluded to in the Gozel and not Geneva. Okay, we continue. Ezel Olos. Koshein Lokativ Lonatev. So the Mishnah said, Ololos are the inferior grapes, the clusters that don't have shoulders or drips. Yesh Lokativ Avalonatev, Natev Avalokativ. If it has one or the other, Lobalabayis, Vim Safig Laniim. That's what the Mishnah said. Ezu, he Kasev, Psigin, Zu Al Gabizu. Kasev shoulders, that means it's, one on top of the other. Like your shoulders on top of each other, so it's fat on top, and it gets skinnier, and they're all one on top of another. Ezio netef hatuluyos. Our gear says bishizra, but if you look on the side, bishidra, right? They're all connected to the spine, or in a row, bishura. The yard doesn't, it goes down in a normal-looking cluster. Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, even if it doesn't have katef and netef, even if it doesn't have it, it's only ololos if if you would pick up the cluster, if every one of those grapes is touching the palm of your hand, that's ololos. So it doesn't have katef, and it doesn't have natef, and you could all fit them all in your hand. If it's so thick that if you would put it in your hand, not every grape would be touching your palm, then it's not ololos. Even without natef and katef. Lo kenam Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya argues on this. Ma'isa sheshakla olos sheva lituyas betzipori. Rebbe Chiya seems to be against Rebbe Yehuda because Rebbe Chiya says one time they weighed the olos and it was 7 litri, much more than could fit into the hand or touch the hand. Answer: Amar Rebbe Chiya, no. We got the story wrong. Shem nas, or we got the Rebbe Yehuda wrong. Not that if it could fit into your hand, but shem nas la gabe tavla veishi kula nogos betavla. If you would all put it on a surface, even a wider surface, all the grapes would touch the surface, so then, without katef, without natef, it has to be touching all the grapes touching the surface. If it's thicker, that not all of them would be touching the surface on the bottom, then it's not ololos, and the balabayas can keep it. Good. Says the Gemara, ben Levi, shenismana lo maiser tevel, a ben Levi, nismana is nizdamein. A Levi got maiser tevel. What's maiser tevel? Maiser rishon, that shumas maiser wasn't taken off yet. Right, we know I give truma to the Kohen, I give Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and the Levi gives Trumas Meiser from his Meiser Rishon. So what happens if a Levi gets Meiser Rishon and the Truma is in there? Umatza besocha ololos. And I got grapes. I'm a Levi, I got grapes. I have to take some of them off to give it to the Kohen. But in there is ololos. There's some inferior grapes. Am I allowed to give some of those? Because maybe it's not mine. Maybe it belongs to the ani. So am I allowed to give some of those? So says the Gemara, yes. Hariza osa osan shumas meiser b'makom acher. You could use this as shumas meiser for other tevel that you have. You could give it for itself. You could give it as shumas meiser. Right, the Mefarshim talk about why does it say b'makom acher? Why for other tevel? What about this tevel? But either way, it says the Gemara, olos lav shel anihu, but doesn't it belong to the ani? So how could he give the ololos to the Kohen? It's not his. It belongs to the poor. So how is he able to give it? Rabbi Avin, b'shem Rabbanin, de Taman, Ani Omer, Rabbi Avin says, in the name of the rabbis, from there, Bavel, Ani Omer, im ha-nikratzos, im ha-eshkolos. It's not so clear that these ololos were real ololos. Maybe, remember we had in the Mishnah, like if you cut one branch and there's five things on it, some olos, some not olos, it all belongs to the Baal Bayis. So that's the case here. If you know it's for sure olos, you're right. That goes to the Yani. But here, you're not sure. You're not sure. Maybe there's reason to believe that it's not ololos. Right? The Mepharshim talk about, but didn't we say suffik ololos is ololos? So here it must be a case where it's not a 50-50. It's not pure. You find something, you have no idea. No, this is with other grapes. So then it's leaning on the side of not being ololos. And remember, we already had a machlokas tanoim earlier. Suffik leket leket, but there was a machlokas about what's called suffik leket. Remember, if something, the straw of the ant farms, remember the ant holes, you're not sure what it is, there was machlokas there. Even though everybody agrees suffik leket leket. But still, machlokas is what is suffik. Period. A little more. Gargir yechidi v'chulu amrev simon taima d'Reb Yehuda. What's the reason for Reb Yehuda? What did he say? Remember the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you have single grapes, Gargi Yechidi, Reb Yehuda says, if you have a couple of single grapes that are all piled on each other, it's still an eshkol. Still an eshkol, and therefore the Baal Bayis could keep it. Amar Reb Simon Taimad Reb Yehuda, V'nishar bo olelos, kinokev zayis shnayim shlosha gargarim. Right? So he says, olelos were left there, like you nokev zayis, you bang the zayis, two or three gargarim. Yoser mikan eshkol. So you see, more than that is going to be in eshkol, right? And therefore, yeser mikan. Look at the pay Moshe. Yeser mikan. Yeser al shlosha hariyo eshkol. So if you have more grapes, even if they're singular grapes, but if there are more grapes there, that's not going to be ololos. And he gets that from the Mishnah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow's daf is Agadata. We haven't had Agadata in a long time. Tamar's daf is all about Peros Eretz Yisrael and the uniqueness of the fruit, different times of history when it was unbelievable, some of the fruit, but that's Tamar's daf, but we will stop here.